to catch me with the last eventual life that he, girl, possess the job for me. Just then a chap at Mac began to leer, picked up the chain and said to him, come here, hold your hands out, naughty boy, hold your hands out, naughty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight I saw you, I saw you with a pony we last see in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you never kissed a girl before. Hold your hands out, naughty boy. You know, McGregor is a bit of a warrior, all right. The other morning when Mac got down to breakfast, his wife said to him, what kept you so late last night, Mac? I was waiting for you. Well, says Mac, I stayed down at the office for just an hour or two. You see, I had some very pressing work to do. Aye, very pressing. Just then the saucy servant lad standing near stooped down and whispered into Mac's ear, hold your hands out, naughty boy. Hold your hands out, naughty boy. Last night in the moonlight I saw you, I saw you with a bonny wee lassie in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you never kissed a girl before. Hold your hand out, naughty boy. You know, last year McGregor went over to Paris in business. And my word, but he had a lively time there. You know, when at last he got home, his wife said to him, tell me, John, when you were in Paris, did you always think of me? Did you? Well, that was a poser for poor John. However, he put on a very serious face and said, yes, Maggie, I always thought of you. In fact, for you, I was pining night and day. Unfortunately, to spoil it all, at that very moment, Mac's old phonograph began to play. Hold your hands out, naughty boy. Hold your hands out, naughty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight, I saw you, I saw you with a bonny wee lassie in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you never kissed a girl before.